You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Now, Yaakov Avinu is extremely busy with his children. Yaakov Avinu is the mahalach of the whole parsha. Yaakov Avinu, in the beginning, when he goes and he's preparing for Esav, he has putting the kids in the machane achas. He has everyone, the Evelomava Yaboik. Then when they make Esav, the kids have a whole procession to go and bow down to Esav. And then later we have the story with Dina in this expansion. And I just skipped even the Yaakov when he's fighting with the Malach. The Malach of Esav hits him in the Gida Noshe. And that affects his later generations, Doyish Hashmat. And later in the Pasha, is we have the story that Rachel is Nifter. You have another boy is coming out, Binyamin, Bin Oini, Bin Yamin. And then you have the story with Reuben, and the Torah tells us in a very clear way, but you, Bin Yaakov, Shneimer, so you tell me they're all okay. They all consider to be, nobody is Choyte, nobody is really Choyte. Very Asik, a lot of Asik that we have in Yaakov Avinu and his children. And you could say, okay, obviously, you know, we talk about Am Yisrael. But what is we'll see today that this is not only a, you know, just a sequence of events, but this defines who Yaakov Avinu is. I find this parasha too. Yaakov Avinu, when he goes back behind the river alone, says, Yevosu Yaakov Levadai. So Chazal tell us, he really sacrificed himself to be alone, kind of danger. Why? He went back for pachim ktanim, for small jars. Mikan zok tikumayo, shetzadikim chavivim aleim, mamoynom yoysem ikufa. The money of a tzaddik is more important for him than his body. Which sounds, sorry for the language, ridiculous. What? That sounds like you're talking about, someone says his money is more than his body? What does that even mean? Tzaddik? How do we understand it? Finally, in the end of the parasha, we have the toldos of Esav. Toldos of Esav. And the last piece of the parasha, it says, Eile alufe Esav, alufe Edoim, goes down, sequence of the eight kings, Eile melachu shemolchu beretz Edoim, if name loich melech b'Yisrael. He had the Malachim that are in Edom before. After we spoke about Esav, we'll get into that. And here there is Seidois Gdoilim in Kabbalah. Just to bring it in order to emphasize the point, I heard that my Rebbe, Rabbi Shapir Zatzal, when he was young, how was he introduced to the Torah of Seid, to Torah of, you know, the depth of Torah? Sisri Torah. He was a young bachur, a child, and he went to shul, and he hears this guy who's reading the Torah. Probably someone did not know as much, but he knew something. And when he gets to Eile Melach Shemolchu Beretz Edom, the guy gets super excited, and he starts reading the names, Bela Ben Be'ar, Mipatzra, all kinds of names of Kelochim. The person is just full of enthusiasm when he's reading these fucking and the parts of Eishla. So Moshe Shapir goes to his Rebbe at that time, Elio Dessler, and he tells him, Rebbe, he got so excited reading a list of kings. So Elio Dessler says, okay, let me teach you something. And that's how the story I heard from a Mokar Nehman, that's how he started, that's how Dessler started opening the door, and then from there he went on. What's going on over there? So it's in Yoni Mekabal. We don't understand what it means. I don't know what we're talking about. But just the gargirim that we do have is that the Melachim of Edom in the end of this week's Pasha refers to the word, it says in the Rashi, beginning of Chumash, the Kibbol was binary lomos of Achriven. There was all kinds of worlds that were created before this world came. And those worlds were imperfect. Those worlds were bad. They were worlds that were destroyed. What does it mean? Why is that so? What's going on over there? Okay, you can understand Kabbalistic inyan. comes this Melachim that are mentioned by Edom, they are a remez to these worlds. So it says each one of them died until they came the eighth one and lived. It's remez to that. Okay, obviously, again, deep in Yonim, very lofty concepts. What does that do with Esav? I mean, simple understanding, you're talking about the children of Esav. Why here are you referring to Lom as the God destroyed? What is the Shaykhis? Why is this the remez? What's the connection? What's going on over here? Maybe try to understand the common theme over here in this parsha, what's going on with Yaakov. So we'll start with what my Rebbe Ramosh Shapir Zatzal always used to say. Brought down in a few Sfarim, a few places, that when Yaakov and Esau meet each other, they say out loud the difference in their school of thought, in their philosophy and life. Esau says, when Yaakov gives him the present, he says, thank you, my brother, but Yeshli Rav, I have a lot. And Yaakov, you know, says, no, take what you want. Yeshli Kol. Esau says, Yeshli Rav. Yaakov says, Yeshli Kol. What's the difference between Rav and Kol? Rav means many. Kol means all. Says Rav Moshe, Shat is, Rav means that I have plenty of things that have nothing to do with each other. They do not combine to be one thing. Moshe always used to say the Rishoyim, they switch around in what their motivation is. One day, the motivation is to run after this business. The other day is to after this taiva, the sport. Every day, something else is pushing them. There's no common theme, not necessarily. There's no one mahalach. A tzaddik, by definition, he combines everything he has to be echad, to be one, to be koyel. It's all combined for one purpose. He is a servant of Hashem. Whatever he has is to serve Hashem, to bring to serve Hashem. Just mentioned recently, in a few instances, the Chavis Lavova says that for Yid, there's no middle ground. There's no parv. It's either good or bad. Can be something in the middle. What does it mean? Everything that we do, it's either good or bad. A person is doing Torah mitzvahs, obviously it's good. A person is doing an Aveira, well, it's bad, that's for sure. Okay, let's take a stage less. A person is working. Is it good or bad? Well, it depends. If he's working because he wants to support himself, support his family, able to teach his kids Torah, able to learn Torah himself, to support Moses, to give tzedakah, that's very good. But if he's working only because he wants more covet, because he wants to indulge in this world and have a good time, so that's a good. It all goes with intention. A person goes and sits down and watches a game of sport. Well, it depends what he's doing. Is he relaxing? Because he needs to tune down so he can be able to go back and do his avodah. That's a good thing. If he's doing that because this is avodah zarah, that's the only thing he cares about, that became his life, takes away from everything else that's important, that's not good. Everything we do, it's either good or bad. The tzaddik takes everything that he has and makes it into good. It's part of the ma'alach. That's what Yaakov does, Yeshleko. Yesov, the epitome, Yesov is the one who declares, clarifies, that demonstrates many different things that don't combine to be one. With this, we go to something that we started talking about last year, but I want to expand upon it today. The Megillah Amukos says something amazing. Mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch and the Daf, tomorrow's death. Megillah Amukos says the following. Every one of the Avos is complete when he reaches the number 248. Remember we mentioned this. Yaakov, Avram Avinu, how does he get to 248? Well, Rashi tells us a Chumash. His name was Avram. The minute you add the letter A, his numeric value close to 48 is complete. Yitzchak, he is 208. Yud is 10, Tzadik is 90, together it's 100. Kuf is another 100, 208. Says the Megillah Mukhtar we mentioned in the Shir here recently, that when Yitzchak marries Rivka, because 40 years old, that's when he completes, that's his Shleimus, that's his 248, because his 208 was the 40 years of his age. What about Yaakov? Yaakov is 182. He missed 66. Where's the 66? When he goes there, Mitzrayim, he goes with his children. How many nefeshes does he have? Shishim v'sheish. 66. 66. That's when Yaakov completes himself. His name plus 66 comes to be 248. That's his shlemus. By the way, this is just, I heard last year, this summer, I heard it from, the one who heard it from was Elisha Horowitz, Shlita, and I found the Makkah, it's brought in the Yaakov Ruveni and the Pasha Kisiso. He brings in the name of Yeshusha Master Poli, Big Mekubal, around the time of Galah Mukhtar as well. Then he says the same idea. Says, Avraham Avinu completed himself with a letter. Hey, Yitzchak completed himself with a letter. Mem. And Yaakov Avinu completes himself with a letter. Letters. Samech Vav. Mem. Samech Vav. Hey. Put them all together because one word. Masveh. So the Moshe Rabbeinu put on his face a Masveh. Masveh is the 40 Samech Vav and Hey of the Avos. The Moshe Rabbeinu, that was only a mask. His R was an internal one. It was more greater. It was a different level. And that was only the exterior part of his work. He got all the shlemus of the others plus more. Say that's a way to remember it. Gevalik. The Megillah Mukhtar over here is giving us a key. A key to understand over. That's what we started talking about last year. Avraham Avinu is completing himself. He needs to be shalom. And the son is shalom. He's not Avraham Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu, his shlemus is by getting married. Stage two. Outside of yourself. Yaakov Avinu Shleimus is with the bunny, with the children. With having his Zera Avram. Yaakov Avinu, this is what I mentioned, the Shomach Shor and the Daf, of tomorrow's Daf, that we say in tomorrow's Daf, Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis, says the Gemara, do we know that? Ma Zara B'chai and Mafu B'chai. He depends on his children. It's not a coincidence, because Yaakov Avinu's main job is his children. So if his children are alive, he continues. Because that's his job. That's his tafkid. That's his matachas. Ma'u b'chay avzah. Ma'zah b'chay avu b'chay. But how do we understand? That's what we mentioned last year, this point. This is Gavaldik Megalamus. But the shaila is, how does that fit with what we know about the office? Avraham Avinu is himself. Yitzchak Avinu is the marriage. Yaakov Avinu is the children. It's nice in the sequence, but how does that fit? And the answer is as follows. We always know Avraham Avinu represents Midas HaChesed. What is the Midas HaChesed of Avraham Avinu? We always mention it in what Tzadik HaKoyen tells us, Dusha Shabbos. That the Chesed of Avraham Avinu is not the Chesed he does. If you look at the Nisyonos of Avraham Avinu, he barely, maybe one Nisyon is Nisyon of Chesed. Pash is not even there. Because the only son he has a chesed is with the orchim, the guest coming into his house. And that wasn't really orchim, was the malachim. Okay. Avraham Avinu presents chesed. Who's chesed? This is the Tzadik HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. He's the one who accepts the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the merkava, the chariot that carries the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, showing the world HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpia Chesed. Yitzchak Avinu is Midas Adin, Midas Gvura. What is Midas Adin, Midas Gvura? Midas Adin, Gvura, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not tough. Yitzchak is a lack of a better word, just as to the Sabbath Soizen. He's a Lemele. And he sits there, he doesn't do much. The Torah doesn't speak about it a lot. Because Yitzchak is a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealing himself to Yitzchak as Midas Adin. Midas Adin means judgment. You need to be subservient to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're battle to Hashem. Your whole avoid is to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yaakov is the middle part. Yaakov is the middle part that takes the combination of the chesed and din, the good tzedek kivyochol and the judgment, and brings together to fruition. With this, we can understand a little bit what's going on. Avraham Avinu is the one who is the receiver. When a person is born, all he has is what he received. He gets, he's born with certain tendencies. He's getting ashpores, and he needs to know how to receive them, accept them, use them, take what's coming to him, and become a person. That's what Avraham Avinu does, the shleimus haguf, what he gets, what he's born with. How do you correct what you have from above? That's the chesed of Avraham Avinu. Yitzchok, as the Midas Adin, the Adin is a judgment, tiny, you need to give back. You need to give, you need to worship, you need to accomplish. That is what you need to give out. And that's the idea of marriage. Marriage is where you give out. It's a partnership. You need to be a husband and a wife as a mishpia or mekabel. You have to be mishpia back. To me, the chesed of Avraham is being a mekabel. That's how you perform to be your real mikabas perfection of yourself. The midas adin gvura is giving, being giving back. That's what marriage is all about. Yaakov is the combination. The combination brings a hemshach. Combination brings a kiyum to the oil. We always mention. First Rashi and Chumash. Because we all want to create the oil of midas adin. But the world of Amiskayim, so she didn't remember the Zerachim. He joined together. He didn't do strict din. He had to join with the other side. Well, what about Chesed? Chesed also not good. This is Gemara in Tainis, we'll get to soon. That says that Yochanan Me'agel stood up in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu and said, Am Chesed, lo yicholim loy b'rev toiv v'loy b'rev ponos. Too much good is not good either. When there's too much shefa in the world, everybody drowns. If you get too much water, you drown. If there's no rain, people die. You need to have a combination. You need to have a middle ground. You need to be able to take everything that's there, combine it to one. Then you have an Odom Shul. That's what Yaakov does. Takes the Chesed of Avraham, the Din of Yitzchok, brings a combination, the Rachamim, and with that the world can survive. Yaakov Avinu is the middle ground. Brought down in Chazal, Sefer HaZohar, the way the Gaon explains it, that the worlds, before the worlds were created, what the worlds were missing is the middle. What's called in Lashon Kabbalah, and just to use the words, even though we don't know really the full meaning of it, is what's called the maskala. Maskala is Lashon Mishkal. Mishkal means middle, ground, the scale. You have this pulling to one side. You have this pulling to the other side. You need to be able to combine it to make a coil. Everything together. Take it and have the shikul, the mishkal, the maskal. This is what Yaakov is. That's why Yaakov Avinu is the midah of koil. He says to Esav, yeshli koil. Everything combines. I take everything I have. I'm bringing everything to be one. Yaakov Avinu mitasa shleimo. Nothing goes to waste. Yaakov Inu never wastes anything. Everything is perfect. Everything is being used, being utilized. All the different koiches, all the different tools, all the different things that push you to different directions, all combined to one. Kivyoch has brought down the Sfarim. It's not our words, but Avraham Avinu, his mida, not his personality. We don't know the personality of Avraham Avinu. But what he represents, what he's megale, the mida of chesed only, that leads, that mida he presents leads. If you go too much to there, there could be a yishwan that comes out. The wrong midas chesed. When you go too much to midas adin, the wrong midas adin comes as a. But when you have the combination, you have the right shikul, you have the right mishkal, then you have mitas shleima. It's perfect. Because all combines, all becomes one. That's what Yaakov does. Mimele, with this, this we understand that. So immediately we understand ourselves. Yaakov Avinu represents that. That's why Yaakov Avinu is so busy with the children. Because it's not Dafka children, out children, that he has children. That's obviously how it's implemented. But it was Yaakov who represents. Avraham Avinu is Atzmo, that's the Mekab. Yitzchak is the Meshpia. It's another Midas Adin. Yaakov is the combination. Always a child is a combination of his father and mother. It's really referring to Rashi, the beginning of Chumash. It says, person lives with his parents, connects to his wife. Sequence. He leaves his parents, just receiving. Giving. How, says Rashi? Bavlat. The child is the combination of all the grace. You have a mother, a father, ish, isha, opposite, pulling to different directions. The child is the combination. That's the koyach of the koyach. Taking all the different koyaches, different things that pull different direction, and bring it to one. That's what Yaakov represents. So that's, it's not stam, it's just, it combines, it stims with their mahalach. Avraham Avinu, who is midas hachesed, he's a mekabel, he works as his own perfection of a person himself, right? We receive. Yitzchak with the Sadin, he's the Mashpia. He needs to give back. He's just, we're working on wedding, on marriage. Yaakov Avinu, who is the combination, the koil, he is working on the children, which are always the combination. The hemshech, the taking the shikul, everything he came before. He made the move native. Why Yaakov is so busy with his children? Really, M'galamuk is what he told us. That's his avodah. Mazar b'chayavu b'chayim. His avodah is the children. Because that's who he is. Children represent the fact that you're taking all the koyches bring together. So down the whole shvatim represent every single item in the world. We always mention, just maybe you mentioned in a one-minute thing, we always mention the story of Dina. And the Kedushas Levi tells us that Dina is connected to Hanukkah. Moshe always said, why? Because Dina is the midah of Yaakov Avinu. Every child of Yaakov represents one midah of going. Dina is the one who represents Soaf Yishechot Yisrael. Things don't go to waste. Even at the shoe that goes as far as possible, he's still connected. So that's why when Shechen takes Dina, it's like, what are you trying to take away? To violate the Kedusha Yisrael. Violate that Kedusha that Amisrael always had and never goes to waste. That's what Shechen tried to do. Because take Dina and say, you'll be my wife. We will become one nation. Jews, non-Jews, everything will be one. Taking away the idea that we are unique in a way that everything is connected to our Kodesh Baruch. That's why Yaakov Avinu is going back to Achim Tani. What does it mean? The body is what I have. That's what's given from above. It's not such a chachma that my body is servant to Hashem. But the avodah of Yaakov of a tzaddik b'emes is you take everything you have to be a kodesh b'chol. Things that are pulling in a different direction. I'm taking my money, my mominess, the most ghastly thing, and I'm making it into serving to Hashem. That's the avodah tzaddik. That's why it's more chaviv, because that's the main avodah. That's sort of speaking the curbing. What I have from above, I have from above. I'm a seichel. Of course, I'll give to kodesh b'chol. But something that it seems to be mine, koichi b'chol, you know, I did it. I'm doing that also part of my koil, part of Avodas Hashem, that's my sacrifice. That's what's mulchavi, giving something, so to speak, in themselves, and putting that also to the kriyat mechina of the koil. Combining that to Avodas Hashem. That's what Yaakov is. And that's why in the end of this expansion, after Yaakov says Yeshle Koil, after the bonim are finished, all the, in this partial, so when Binyamin is born, finally you have the whole Shifti Yisrael, now Yaakov Avinu is Tzivach Shalem with the with a bunny. What's the, here it's brought down in this expartial, the other side, the Esav. And Esav represents what is representing the Olamos Shenechru. They correspond. Why? Because in both cases, you're saying a destructive world. The destructive world is, it doesn't have that middle ground. The shikol, the maskilo, that takes all the kliches and puts it together, b'shikol. The worlds that were destroyed were because, we brought down, each koyach was on its own. So each one pulled to one direction, destroyed the world. Joel Kivyoko created that to show, to bring about the world which is a middle ground. is a combination. You have chesed, you have din, you have the middle, you have the shikul. It's things that go on. You have to combine every krech together. It's a shutfus, like a child because of a father and mother. Esau is not. Esau is the one who doesn't do that. So with the Torah, when it represents Yaakov, it always represents the opposite. As we mentioned, Pashas, Yairo, when Yitzchak is born, so then you destroy Zdoim to show the opposite of Yitzchak. So when Yaakov here is complete with the Banim, you have Esau, which is the opposite. Vayimloch vayomas, vayimloch vayomas, things don't combine together. They get destroyed. And they correspond to the worlds that were before the worlds, which were worlds that did not have that middle ground. Because that's what Esau represents, that's what they are, that's where they occur, not together. Keneged Yaakov represents the Tikkun HaShalem, HaOilem HaShalem, which is what? That Shikur, Maskal, taking all the krechus. So the message to us is, it's a double thing. Number one is, obviously, every time we learn about Yaakov, Pitos HaShleimo, Pachim Tanim, is that everything that you do has to be L'Shem Shamayim. The person needs to take whatever he has to be Rakhon Bo. But there's another point to it. And this is something maybe a little bit harder to do. Is that the midah of koil is to take everything and bring it to Rakhon Bo. Person sometimes has a talent, has a koyach. So what does he do with that koyach? He knows how to play sports, let's say. So he says, okay, this is thinking about a very shivish guy, feels, you know what? I'm not able to use that for Avodas Hashem. So let's just ignore it. The midah of koyel is to take every koyach, every talent, every item that you have and use it. Bring it to a certain degree to the Avodas Hashem. Because that's the midah of koyel. Ignoring part of it and not being machlil it. Not being in combining with the koyachs that we have. Or the koyachs that are in the world for Avodas Hashem. So in a sense, sometimes you don't know how to do it. So obviously, it may bring to something bad. So we're not talking about that. But the ultimate avodah, as Yaakovina does, is yeshli koil. Everything combines. We take the whole thing to be one thing. We toss the shlema. There's nothing going to waste. That's the avodah of Yaakov. That's the message to us. And that's the message of this special.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.